A Garda investigation is underway in Waterford after an under-15 hurling championship match was abandoned following a brawl involving players, mentors and supporters on Monday. Waterford GAA and Bord na n-Óg are now expected to carry out an investigation into the Division 1 championship match involving Ballygunner and na Rishi, which took place in Mount Sion. We're joined now by former GAA President Nicky Brennan. Nicky, thanks for taking our call. The Garda involvement would suggest that it was serious. What do you know about what happened?
Well, good morning, Audrey. Well, first of all, I suppose many people will have seen the incident on social media. And I'd say caution must be expressed with that, because obviously the film was taken by individuals from one or other of the side, so it mightn't have shown the full picture. But that doesn't take from the seriousness of the incident. And as you said, there is a Garda inquiry at stake, so obviously we have to be careful what we would say here. But it's a very serious incident. The fact that it involved young players with obviously adults got involved in some way or another, be they officials or be they spectators from either or both teams, is a very unsatisfactory situation. But I have the slightest doubt that Waterford GAA and its Bord na n-Óg in particular will deal with this matter once they're in receipt of the referee's report, because they have to see what the referee has to say. Because judging by what I saw on the clip, the referee was and these officials were very close to the action, so they will know what went on.
What do you think of this happening at an under-15s game?
Asher, it's disgraceful. There's no other way to describe it. Thankfully, it's very rare in the context of the thousands of games that are played every weekend around the country. It's a very rare occurrence. But one incident is one too many. There was obviously tension between the various teams involved, the players involved. I mean, they're all from the one kind of city area and probably know one another. That maybe rivalries tend to be there, but perhaps from schools and all of that sort of stuff. It's very unsatisfactory, and it's not what happens in Waterford GAA. I think that's important to say, that it's absolutely not indicative of the good standards that are down there in Waterford GAA. But they will be annoyed, everybody involved in the circus down there. And I'm quite sure the two clubs, when they reflect on the matter, will not be happy about it either. But it has to be dealt with now, and there has to be an outcome with the Garda authorities and with the GAA when they get the referee's report.
It might be rare, an all-out brawl might be rare, but we have heard over the last couple of years, particularly since COVID, how referees feel under greater attack from the spectators and even some of the coaches and sometimes even the players. I'm just wondering, how do you stop it?
Well, I think, in fairness, the GAA nationally has rolled out over a number of years its respect initiative aimed at showing greater respect from referees. You will see the side of the jersey often has the word respect on it. And I think there's an onus on the GAA to continue to do that. But there's also an onus on those involved with young people, officers in clubs, to take a responsible role as well, because they are key to this. They're giving the message to these young players, maybe perhaps winning at all costs and all of that sort of carry on. So there is an onus on people involved with underage teams to show that respect for their opponents, respect for one another, and indeed respect for officials, and particularly the referee, who in all cases are doing this very much as in a volunteering role. They might get some modest travelling expenses, but we won't have games if referees are going to be the subject of this sort of carry-on. Referees will walk away, and have walked away in quite a number of counties where they have been the recipient of some, not just abuse, but physical abuse as well.
Before I let you go, are you looking forward to Sunday?
I am looking forward to Sunday. I can sit back and enjoy the game. Looking forward to it. The best two teams in the country are there. I think that's what we should say. Cork are a team that are, after coming from almost gone from the championship, I'm given a slight leaning towards Clare on the basis that they have a little bit maybe more experience in their side, but it won't be a lot in it. I will say this much though about Cork. If they don't win this year, there's a number of All-Irelands in this team. I think it's a fine team, being well developed by Pat Ryan. But I just think Brian Lowen just might have something up his sleeve for this Sunday, and I give a narrow vote to Clare, but Cork won't have to wait too long for an All-Ireland.
Looking forward to a great game. Former GAA President Nicky Brennan, thank you. It's